presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says,
"Friends, here's the only sure way to double your money. You fold it and put it in your pocket."
Now, here he is, the chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you, thank you. I'm glad to see that everybody in the Laugh Club is here today. Now, Ginger, if you'll read the minutes.
Oh, I didn't do the Mr. Holtz.
Ginger, I hate to say this, but you are without a doubt the laziest secretary I've ever had.
Well, I take after my father, Mr. Holtz.
You take after your father? Is that so? I've never asked you this before, but how tall is your father?
I don't know, Mr. Holtz. I just ain't naturally never seen him standing up.
Well, he must have worked sometime.
Oh, yes, when he was younger. He used to be a vice president in a bank, but they wanted to make him president, so he quit.
He quit? But, Ginger, why didn't your father want to be the president?
Well, Mr. Holtz, he figured then there'd be no chance for advancement.
Oh, Ginger, if only you were a cheerful fortune teller, so we could strike a happy medium. Here's a story about my old friend Sam Lapidus, speaking of mediums. He reads in the newspapers about a clairvoyant who is holding seances, and you can speak... Well, you can speak to anyone who has long since departed. He says, "That's for me. That's for me. I'll find out about my Uncle Abe." So he goes there, and there's four or five people there. Walks in, and the medium is there, and he's got the big, those things they wear around their head, you know, like a Turkish towel. "How do you do, medium? How are you? Want to speak to my late departed Uncle Abe?" He says, "Where is your uncle?" He says, "Well, he died in Russia many years ago." He says, "I look in the crystal ball." And he's going, "Oh, Russia. Oh, speak to me, Abe. Speak to me." And finally a voice says, "Hello. Who wants to talk to you?" Lapidus spoke up. "Me, Sam Lapidus. I'm your nephew. Your nephew." "Is that you, Abe?" He says, "Yes, that's me." He says, "Well, how do you feel?" "I feel very fine, very fine." "Everything's good with you?" He says, "Everything is fine." Lapidus says, "I would like to ask you one question." His uncle said, "Anything that you so desire." Lapidus says, "When did you learn to speak English?"
Mr. Holtz, you know, my father used to be a prize fighter.
Really? Was he good?
Well, he was all right until he started talking to himself.
Well, that's not so bad, Ginger. Lots of people talk to themselves.
I know, but Daddy was having terrible arguments.
Well, if he was talking to himself, why did he have to argue?
If there's one thing Daddy can't stand, it's a liar.
Love that girl. Love that girl. Meetings adjourned.